Right. Well, there are a lot of cognitive biases that are specific to certain disciplines, like chess or mm-hmm. finance or philosophy. But if we just think about it in terms of everyday life, let's say we make a decision, and we then feel the need to justify that decision.
Mm-hmm.
And so we make more decisions to justify that initial decision. And then we basically get ourselves into this deep wormhole, which is caused by the attempt to justify
the sunk cost fallacy.
Exactly. So this is in the financial group or in the world of cognitive biases, it'll be sunk cost fallacy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this is very interesting for example, a chess player who makes a certain decision, and there's a certain emotional and intellectual and time component to the value we put into the thought process behind that decision. And what we often have to do is release it because the position changes shape. A very interesting way that this manifests in chess, which you can think about rather universally, is let's say that there's a certain evaluation to the position, right?
Mm-hmm.
You and I are playing, Tim, and I have a slight advantage in the position, and I'm nurturing that advantage. I'm nurturing it. In a lot of complexity, I make a slight error, and suddenly the position is equalized,
mm-hmm.
right? So if I'm holding on to the past evaluation emotionally, where I had the advantage, then what I'm going to do very subtly is I'm going to reject positions that don't give me that advantage.
Mm-hmm.
But if objectively I no longer have an advantage, then I'm going to be reaching too far,
mm-hmm.
right? And then I'm going to be rejecting things I should accept, which will make my position slip more and more and more, and you fall into what I call a downward spiral.
Yep.
So this relates to a lack of presence, which really connects to a cognitive bias, an addiction to a past evaluation as opposed to a present one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very simple example of a cognitive bias. A mental addiction, a thought construct, something that we hold to be true because of some complicated twist in our mind, but it's no longer actually true. And so, of course, a very simple antidote to most of this is presence.
Mm-hmm.
If we can look at a moment or chess position or an investment decision or any decision with very clean presence outside of kind of emotional inertia, then we can often slice through just amazing amounts of fat with just very, very simple decisions. If you think about the learning process, for example, and this is one of the things I love about your approach to learning. The language that you and I use is, you know, I call you a master of deconstruction. You look at the way people approach different sports and you find the biases, the false constructs.
Right.
And you find the way to learn to take a very straight path to learning as opposed to people getting mired in all sorts of tangled webs of complexity, which are, you know, essentially caused by cognitive biases.